Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
My dog made 3 feds, magazine covers. Get shot for the beat, wash up on the beach. Butt naked, full of hoes, Tim's on your feet. Get stretched on the block, covered with the top. Backwoods, stay strapped, smoking in the dark. Get your 40, how you writing books? I'm from the city, testifying, get your body took. Uncle Mar rats on me cause of all the cheese. Been had a minute going, now it's time to squeeze. 50 stacks of cause the boy, now pay the penalty. Call your kids, I swear to God, you're gonna remember me. Words are powerful, it's time to see my Z. In the two-seater in Atlanta, picking up me. Ferrari or the Lambo, cause I got them both. Took a chain, next they know I got them smoke. Never raw, baby, I'm so forever mob. I'm out in Vegas at the Palms, playing paddle ball. Push a button, I can turn it battle wrong. Kill yourself, now how you ride on all your dogs? Play my position, here I am, so now it's time to ball.
It's all about the money. I be in the hood, drop Wrangler. Sell the paper in my porch, cause I'm 94 from Wilmore in the kitchen. Cooking birds, saying thanks for giving. On a Schwarzenegger, on from the whipping. On a Schwarzenegger, on from the whipping. One reply to you, sneak dissing. Suck a dick. When you see me, know I'm gripping.
You never seen nothing like this. Slash brothers with the aim. I wish it would, boy. I'm sleeping with your missus. Call me Young Mellow, cause scoring is my ish, boy. I'm CP3 cause I be dishing and handling the rock. Chef cooking with the pot, boy. It's all about the money.
No limit to my money, I should get a tank. They walk me through the bank, entering the bank. Base running errands, so I'm giving Hank. That's a hit, had him hit, lead it blank. He got 6 feet, I got 6 figures. Nothing less than 6 shots, coming off the hip. Life a trip, life a gamble, I'm a big chip. $1,000 hand, wrist splitter.
You never seen nothing like this. Slash brothers with the aim. I wish it would, boy. I'm sleeping with your missus. Call me Young Mellow, cause scoring is my ish, boy. I'm CP3 cause I be dishing and handling the rock. Chef cooking with the pot, boy. It's all about the money.
More money, more problems, big study best. If you got a problem with me, better wear vest. A fully hot slugs flying out the tech. I put a couple hot slugs all in your chest. I be strapped like them white boys that climb rocks. One call, I have a in a pine box. Young Lito, man, I'm known for selling dime rocks. My bitch is dumb, but I still a let a nine pop.
You never seen nothing like this. Slash brothers with the aim. I wish it would, boy. I'm sleeping with your missus. call me Young Mellow, cause scoring is my dish, boy. I'm CP3 cause I be dishing and handling the rock, chef cooking with the pot, boy. It's all about the money, all about the money. It's all about the money, all about the money. It's all about the money, all about the money. It's all about the money, all about the money.
Good 605 in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, it's 905 in Newark, Delaware. What's going on, everybody? Hump Day Wednesday. We call it Relationship Wednesday. It's your hip-hop informer, that dude TM, coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, it's Hump Day. Hey, tonight's topic, an interesting one. How about Hook Me Up? I want to get married at first sight. Have you ever thought about being connected to someone, meeting them, and marrying, and it being happily ever after? Hey, are you open to those possibilities, me? Prior to a show I recently saw, it's called Love at First Sight, I would have been like, oh, no. And forget the oh. Hell no. Not possible. Hey, tonight, we're going to open your mind. Hook Me Up. Love at, or not even love, marry at first sight is the topic tonight. Again, 917-889-3926. Hey, get in position. All the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Hey, could you do it? Could you meet somebody today, get married today, in 6 weeks from now?
Hello, everyone. Happy Hump Day Wednesday. And I don't think that's going to work for me. Not at first sight.
Is it because you've never thought about it, or you're not that open-minded, or you just think that's ludicrous, just the concept is ludicrous?
I honestly think that the concept is a little ridiculous. Like,
well,
I mean,
this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that there aren't people who haven't done it successfully, because I'm sure that there are, but I just don't think it would work.
Interesting. Listen, there's a new reality show. Some psychologists putting it to the test. It was an interesting sight. Listen, all the way live from the DMV. Give it up.
Yo, what up?
Welcome to the show.
It's about 10 degrees outside right now, B. I'm walking around my crib in a thermal. It's cold.
That's not my situation.
It's cold, son.
Mine either. I heard it's like, I heard it's colder than a hooker's heart out there.
Son, it is brick ass out here, son. Straight up.
Ooh, yes, make sure you got your long johns on, say.
Son, hey, gotta keep the boys warm.
Is like, and Charlotte, is she with us?
Nah, she ain't wake up yet. She ain't come back to regain consciousness yet.
And she might have frostbite out in Charlotte.
Probably. She's actually supposed to just be returning to Charlotte today, so she may be in transition.
Hey, it's Burr out there, folks.
Yo,
hey,
son. Brick ass, B, trying to tell you.
Check on the elders.
Hey, listen, the homeless, listen.
Absolutely.
Do your part if you see something, at least blankets, cokes. Hey, let's help them out. I don't know what I was watching this morning. I do know the show I was watching, but that's not the point. The newsman was somewhere in the country, and it was literally zero.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 7. It's supposed to be 7 degrees tonight. Now, this is non-wind chill factor, just regular air. It's supposed to be 7 degrees tonight, B. 7.
Right. Hey, bundle up. Hey, tonight's topic, folks, Hook Me Up, Married at First Sight. Hot Chocolate says it's a ludicrous concept, and we're going to get into it. Could you meet somebody today, marry them, and then 6 weeks from now, still be married to them? Some would probably divorce. We're going to talk about it. Hook Me Up, Married at First Sight. You're inside the Social Lab, TM, Hot Chocolate, Dave James, TM, I'm already alive. We'll be right back.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Told you, I'll be back around June.
Around June.
Told you, I'll be back around June. Better yet, I changed my numbers for the whole winter. Damn, it's so cold in the winter. Keep calling, I ain't picking up. Damn, I'm so cold in the winter.
You gon' be at La Marina all summer. So you gon' hear this remix all summer. Winning Crush Wednesday. I just f***ed Winning Crush Wednesday. Wasn't even Wednesday. It was Wednesday. He like, why you ride with him? She like, we just friends, babe. Before anyone else, please. You ain't got no man. On your pic selfies. I be taking wealthy. Balling in my pictures. You be fighting over. Balling all the front money. Could have got behind him for free. I got this pretty one in Cali, Tatiana Ali. I got a New York Dominican, plastic cup body. Mommy thinks she Holly, call her tatted up Dottie. Got a crew in Miami, I call her Dot Angel. Even if he wipes you, he cannot change you. B.O.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Told you, I'll be back around June.
Around June.
Told you, I'll be back around June. Better yet, I changed my numbers for the whole winter. Damn, it's so cold in the winter. Keep calling, I ain't picking up. Damn, I'm so cold in the winter.
I'm on break, I'm stepping with the German on me. So much beef, I got the party with the burner on me. My chain chunky, my wrist all chunky. My pockets all chunky, chunky. Run me, huh? Quick cup, you love it, she wants the limelight. She about to get you in, she boy, get your mind right. Sparkle after sparkle when the bottles come. She got a nice city, glad you bought her some. Stars in the bartender, they be imperfections. Turn stuff for lust, heard it with Gus. And Sin City, I'll come them hoes pretty. Substitute pity, I'm filling in for Biggie. Now watch a model chick, turn to a bottle chick. You hit the lotto, swimming around my grotto pit. Don't call it Tyson crib, this is my state. And that soul money, don't get cake.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Told you, I'll be back around June.
Around June.
Told you, I'll be back around June. Better yet, I changed my numbers for the whole winter. Damn, it's so cold in the winter. Keep calling, I ain't picking up. Damn, I'm so cold in the winter.
Florida, your girl Hot Chocolate. That's our boy FABOLOUS here on TM Hyman Radio. Save James the General joining us as well. It is Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday, and our topic tonight is Hook Me Up, Married at First Sight. Could you do it? Would you think about it? Would you consider it? Yeah, weigh in. 917-889-3926 is the number, and I'm not. Yeah, I couldn't do
okay,
it.
So let me just kind of set this up. New reality or reality show that's coming. Some psychologists get with three couples. There's a couple, a Caucasian couple that's in their 20s. There's a Caucasian couple that's in their 30s, and there's an African American couple that's in their 30s. They did not know each other. They all came together, met. They were matched up based on their likes, their dislikes, their similarities, but ultimately their profiles. They all are looking for someone. They all humbly agreed to participate, and at the end of 6 weeks, they are either going to stay married because they all agreed to marry. They said, I do. It was real. at the altar real. And but in 6 weeks, they can come back and annul it or pretty much look for a divorce. So throughout this conversation, we're going to talk about these three couples and ultimately what happened and why at the end of the day. Because I think for me, I would have said no, no way, not possible prior to seeing the show. After seeing the show, it gave me perspective, and it identified things that we have to work on as individuals in order to get what we want. Because, see, clearly we make it about us, but relationships, specifically this particular show, showed me that relationships, hands down, the most important thing is about the compromise. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We want to talk about it. Everybody want to be hooked up. But at the end of the day, we really don't want to pay the price for the hookup. We're talking about being married at first sight tonight. This thing was crazy because these people were matched up based on their likes, their dislikes, and they were matched up by professionals who know what they're doing. So when you say it's a ludicrous concept, Regina, why from your perspective right now, is it a ludicrous concept?
To me, even if you're matched up with someone based on your likes and your dislikes, that doesn't mean that you're still going to have chemistry.
True.
So, I mean, to me, that chemistry is a bigger indicator to me than, you know, someone that has the same interest than I do. We could have all of the same interests, but I could still think that you're a jerk.
Okay.
And vice versa.
Okay. So let me say this. I think for myself, and Sabe, you can correct me if I'm wrong, trying to speak on behalf of men. But I think as men, first thing for us, if you look good, 70%, you got it.
We got a shot. You got a damn good shot.
If you look good. So 70% of it, 75% of it is based on how you look. And
for men,
and
for men at least.
25% is you just taking care of us and being honest with us at the end of the day. And so I think, one, chemistry for women is way more important than it is for men. I'll say that. I think just my reflex.
Yeah,
my
yes
reflex,
and no. Yes and no.
My reflex says that. And the only reason why I say that on behalf of dudes is because, again, we will have sex with an ugly woman and not feel bad about
yes.
it.
Depending on how ugly. Yes, that's true.
So I'm just saying we sometimes don't have scruples. I'm just
well,
just
yeah. I put it. I guess I could put it in a more relationship manner. Women are more emotional than men, so women Boom. Tend to think with their heart, and men tend to think with their brain more so than a woman would. Not to say that bad decisions are made by either party, depending on the situation. It's up to the interpretation of it, but. I mean, this is just my experience, and I've found it pretty congruent across the many experiences that I've had that there's normally heartstrings are attached to most decisions or most thought processes of a woman.
And by no means am I speaking for all men, clearly, because I clearly am a reckless bachelor who's been redeemed.
Right,
and
I'm not generalizing this statement to all women either. So let me put that disclaimer out too. I'm just saying the majority, in most situations, that's what you could find more than others.
Okay, that's more fair.
So bringing it back to love at first sight and the concept of chemistry not being all that makes a relationship work. In these three relationships, all of the men thought that the women were attractive. Therefore, all of the men were in. The three men, the two Caucasian men and the African-American men, all three were in. On the women's side, two of the women were satisfied. One of the women, one of the Caucasian women, she was not satisfied. She wasn't that attracted to the gentleman.
Mm.
And you could tell that she wasn't really attracted to him, but she still was going along with it. As the show progressed, it was interesting because the dynamic started to change. They had to consummate the marriage.
They
had to consummate the marriage. And so the young Caucasian couple, they went off. They were up all night. You know, they talked all night. Pretty much that's how they, you know, spent the evening in which they should have been, you know, I guess the assumption, you know, making it happen. They were up getting to know each other. The other Caucasian couple, they did something, but ultimately they didn't do anything either. Hey, we're going to pause for the calls, come right back. What do you think was happening over in the African-American camp? Hey, we're going to pause. You and I are supposed to laugh. We're going to talk about it. It's 9:20. Hey, TMI Radio Live. Hey, Married at First Sight. What do you think was happening over African-American
camp? Come out and play.
I know you had to do a remix, right?
Mad, I get more butt than ashtray. Fuck a fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way, nigga ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn a nigga throat much. More guns than roses, poses shaking in their boots. Invisible bully, like the boots disappear. Vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmick, the whack lyrics. The shit is depressing, pathetic. Please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, UPS is hiring. You should have been the cop, fuck hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gat a lot, the flame's about to drop.
Here comes a brand new flavor, yeah. Time for new flavor, yeah. I'm just kicking new flavor, yeah. Back a brand new flavor, yeah. Here comes a brand new flavor.
Word up, no rap, no crap, you bore me. One to grab my dick, too lazy, hold it for me. I'm straight, rap great, bust a head, straight and dreads, I'm everlasting. Like it's so on protest, a tech nine, when I rhyme, plus I climb, word is mine. Your album couldn't fuck with one line. It's been 3 years since your last year, but now I reappear, your heart pumps fear. To your gut, did your girl's butt, I scraped it. Shaped it, now she won't strut. I smash teeth, fuck your beef, no relief. I step on stage, girls scream like I'm Keith. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking bad flavor in the air.
Here comes a brand new flavor in the air. Time for new flavor in the air.
Fucking hardcore, it's my time to burn, to explore. The flavor in your ear is the Boy Scout. I make outs, I make all the rappers have doubt. You're fucking with the wrong clan and the wrong man, that's it. Now you got to get your dome split. I'm going into my next sack with my jet. Take off my hat, yes, I'm just cool like that. The dangerous, the ruggedness from the Flatbush Abyss. BLS 97 kids bastard it. I'm gonna live long in this rap game. Niggas know my name, yo.
You're jingling, baby. You're jingling, baby.
Blotitious. Skeevy. Delicious. Give me cooch, cooch, love me good. Damn. Holla to Hollywood, but is he good? I guess like the jeans. Flavor like pralines. Sick daddy, I mean. Papa love it when it does it. Niggas buzz it. But tell me, was it really just the flavor that be clogging your ears? The most healthy behavior is to stay in the clear. It's all for you, it's really all for you. Punch back, close your eyes, try to munch that. Oil up your ankles, let your Timbs chat. Bite the flavor, it reacts to your ghost cat. Word to mama, I chunk is a piranha. Electrocuted barracuda, I'm here to bring the drama.
Yo, 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 flavors in your ass green. Bust the vibes about to bring the noise, don't see. Let me loose from the belly of the beast. Everybody, hey, hey, hey. You better believe it, bust the rhymes the great. We bout to rip the try, I say, yo, yo. Hey, hey, hey. I split your face and give you stitches. So niggas and bitches have to ask some fat bitches. Wait 1 second, if I get down, I'm rolling with the heavy whip.
connect through the stopping ground. Now, don't you get suspicious? Grant your riches every time. Bring it vicious when I brush the back. I know one thing the whole world is expecting is how we all connected to break food on the same record. Five new flavors on the beat. Feel the fucking heat. I really think you should be cheap while we blow up the street. Instead of copping, please just freeze. Maintain the focus while we smoke these marijuana trees. When I get down, I disappear, reappear, and blow up everywhere. Fucking with these flavors in your ear.
Cleveland, Ohio. What up, Frames Davis? And
what up?
That's where the Cleveland Cavs just took another L to the hands of the Houston Rockets. They look really shaky this year. I hope all you Cleveland bandwagoners are ready for the disappointment this season, man. Because I know LeBron wasn't playing, but still, even with him playing, they don't look too good. That's just, you know, it's all about the Bulls right now, son.
Wait, hold on. Let me do it again.
Word. I hope y'all ready this year, son. They gonna be the best homecoming for your boy. But anyway, getting back to the topic, the married at first sight. This is a very interesting concept, and want to hear more about the rest. How the rest of the story played out. So, T, you left off saying that the folks ended up getting married. Some of them was liking each other. Some of them weren't. Some talked. Some may have done other things. And, you know, so what happened after that?
Well, at the end of the day, clearly the African-American couple, they definitely, we'll say they discovered one another, you know, the night they were married. And fast forward, then it's time to find somewhere to live. One of the couples decided to move with the husband. One of the couples ended up moving with the wife and, you know, into their residence. And then another couple actually brought something new. They both got rid of their cribs, came together, you know, got something new. Interesting concept. Again, this is all being done in 6 weeks. All of this fast forward is being done in 6 weeks. They didn't know each other. Again, mm-hmm. there was a woman that really wasn't attracted to the dude. That's the Caucasian couple that was in their 30s. The woman really wasn't attracted to him in the beginning. Over time, you know, closer to the end of the show, her whole attitude had changed. You could really tell that she was digging the dude. Clearly, they was living together. They had to make a lot of decisions together. It was working. Her whole attitude towards him changed. And again, this was in 6 weeks. Fast forward to the end, 6 weeks here. We now are going to stay married or we're going to divorce. Now, let me say this. The African-American couple, after they discovered one another, the next day they were arguing. They were arguing. When it came down to, you know, actually either you move with me, I move with you, or we get something new. They couldn't figure it out. It was a struggle. You know, the woman didn't want to give up her space. He didn't want to give up his space, but he ultimately gave in, moved in with her. But they were arguing back and forth to the point to where he kind of stopped talking to her. I was like, uh-oh. Dun, 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 dun.
Damn.
Listen, the young couple in their 20s, They stayed married. They were in bliss. The couple in their 30s, the Caucasian couple, they stayed married. Unfortunately, the African-American couple, they ultimately divorced. But you know what I saw in that whole situation? Even though, to your point, Regina, they may have been compatible with some things, there was a lack of compromising. She was a strong African-American woman. At the end of the day, independent, You know, she can take care of herself. He wanted to take care of her. He wanted to do for her.
Uh-huh.
And so it was difficult for him to do for her because she was so strong in nature. There was no compromise. I saw that in the whole game.
Oh.
Unfortunately. And so people want to be hooked up. People run around talking about hook me up, hook me up. Married at first sight showed me that, wow, you got to be able to compromise and communicate, because that was the sole reason why that couple wasn't successful, because neither one of them really compromised. And so we got to get it together, folks.
Hey, what station is this show supposed to be coming on? What network?
I can't even tell you, but if you YouTube it, you'll see it. It's called, again, Married First Sight.
I think that's an MTV series. I think that's MTV. Yeah, I hold on. I believe so. I mean, give me a second. I'll confirm that.
Okay. Well, yeah, but just
concept.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. But I think you said it best a second ago, and this is coming from, you know, 10 plus years being with the same woman, 8 years being married to her. Compromise is the only word that matters when you're in a long-term relationship. Compromise. You must have that in your vocabulary. There's some things you got to bend on, and there's something that she's going to have to bend on. It's just, you know, besides that thing. But, you know what I'm saying? There's something that you guys are going to have to just
bend
in the middle. Yeah. No pun intended. Or was there. But there's something you guys got to meet in the middle of the road for. But you know, that's just the end of the day. That's what it comes down to. There's no way any kind, and this goes with any relationship. Period. Not even talking about marriage, intimacy. If you got a long term business relationship with somebody, there's gonna be changes that come up in each individual's, you know, business entity that may affect you guys' relationship. You know what I mean? So. There's got, if you want to keep the relationship strong and healthy business going, there's going to have to be some kind of compromise that comes into it where you look at it, you know, on your job. There's going to have to be some kind of compromise you got to put up with in order for you to keep a happy relationship with it. That's when people say, nah, I'm out, I'm quitting. If you can't compromise to the rule adjustments or to the policies or to the pay adjustments or whatever the case may be, bye.
And you got to be open-minded. You got to be open-minded, too, because if you don't have an open mind, you know, for me, I've never done a blind date. Blind dating to me is kind of stupid, but guess what? That's my ignorant perspective on it, because I'm not open-minded. You know what I'm saying? And so the show also says you gotta be open-minded to some things, because if you're looking at people, you know, talking to, I'm gonna tell you, for me, I think our first reflex is 6 weeks is not long enough to get to know somebody. So most people are like, okay, it's not going to work in my mind because 6 weeks is not enough time to get to know somebody. Guess what?
Right.
20 years is not enough time to get to know somebody.
That's true. People continue
to
evolve.
It's ongoing.
You continue to learn the people that you're with, continue to do. And that's why you're saying you got to be open. You have to be open. You have to be willing to accept change. You know what I mean? And it's not change for the worse, or like, you know, you married this person one way, and then they change to the Wicked Witch of the East or the West, you know,
absolutely.
Years later.
You know,
or,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm just meaning like the evolution of a human being. There's going to be certain things that happen in somebody's life that's going to change their perspective on certain things. And you know what I mean? So it's not – and that's what you mean by open to change, because I know I'm still discovering stuff about myself that I didn't know really affected other people in my decision-making and stuff like that. And I had to, you know, compromise on, you know, being selfish and stuff like that. And because it can happen. It can happen.
Absolutely. Folks, we are simply trying to bring perspective. The whole idea of being married at first sight, it's like love at first sight. I do believe in love at first sight. But guess what? This is the deal. I've had about 13 loves at first sight. in my life. You know what I'm saying? And so at the end of the day, you know, some things have to be intentional. Even though I've had 13 loves at first sight, I had the intention to only do one thing in probably about 11 of them.
Yep.
And so,
no condom.
Listen, Married at First Sight, you know, is really about, if you're really trying to look for, say you said it, a long-term relationship. Guess what? Most of us are getting to the point to where we're too damn old to still be having one-night stands. Get out of here.
Absolutely.
Some things are not even about principle and morals. Some things is that you're just too damn old. You know what I'm saying? Listen, it's 9:35. Let's get it together, folks. 917-889-3926. Hey, coming up, Save James Adult Talk. It's the Social Lab. TM Save James Hot Chocolate. What up, Boston? You late, girl. We'll be right back. TM, I'm already alive.
General joining us as well, and coming up next, without further ado, Save James with his adult talk topic, and that was Donna Summer leading into that with some grown folks music too.
Straight grown folks stuff. There you go. Ooh, so do that again. I like that.
So stupid.
A little stank on it, huh? There you go.
Yeah, a little
bit. All right, all right. Tonight, in light of the actual topic of marriage, I try to share some tidbits and some nuggets of insight on the topic for those that haven't jumped the broom yet, those that may be looking to, or those that just might have, and doing as many years. I have like a list, I'll say the top five ways you can tell if this person is the one you can marry. Not saying you could, you should marry them, but top five signs that you could tell that a person is the right one for you. Number five, when you are able to go pick up personal items from them from the store. Meaning in my case, when I have to go get, you know, those monthly maintenance products, you know that you're getting close. Okay? I would say number four would be when you're able to, what's the one I, oh, I just had it written down. Four is when you're in the shower and you forget your towel and you can use theirs and not have to worry about nothing. Number three is when you're able to do their laundry. Yeah. You act like you never borrow something, like you got in the shower, forgot yours was in the dryer and theirs was the only one there. I'm the only one that ever did that. I ain't say use a toothbrush or nothing. I said use a towel. Long your ass clean, shouldn't matter, right?
I mean, it shouldn't, but...
Yo, I'm dying right
I'm
now.
Just saying. You
no, 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 go, no, go ahead with your list. I'm sorry. I should have been on mute. Sorry.
Yo, I was on mute.
I'm just saying.
No.
I'm saying. What? Whatever. When you can start folding up, when you're doing their laundry, you start folding up their drawers the way they fold their drawers and all that stuff like that, you know it's getting close. That's number three. Number two is when you help them clean up throw up if they had a rough night. If you're the type of person to hold her hair back while she's hurling her guts out and then help her clean up, good for you, because I'm not that type of dude. I don't like throw up. And if she gets to, and she gets to Erlen, especially on some tip where I told her don't drink like that, and she ends up throwing up anyway, guess what, Ma? You might be on your own in this one tonight. Because, A, I don't like it, and, B, you should listen to me, especially if you're not a drinker. Now, if you just sick, but if you just sick out the blue, like, you know, you may eat something wrong or whatever the case may be, in this, and you one of those projectile cats or whatever, all right, I might help you there. You know what I'm saying? But if you did it on some straight callous, you know, negligence on your part.
Projectile.
He did.
Some people are projectile vomiters. And you know you know the type. Some people can keep it, you know, right where they at. Got control over it. Others,
like,
you know,
like all over the wall.
Like I'm saying, exactly. Like exactly. Exactly. So... And the number one reason, when you know it's getting close to that time where you know you could really be with this person forever, is when you start using the bathroom in front of each other. That is the ultimate sign. If there's only one bathroom that you guys share and y'all getting ready and, oh damn, babe, I got to, you know, that's this protein shit kicked back up on me. Huh?
I just must be ignorant.
I'm just saying. Because
I'm not saying to go to the bathroom, and we won't have to be close.
Oh, you let somebody rock with that just on the strength?
Yo, use the bathroom? Definitely. If she can
now,
take
I ain't talking
it,
about
I,
just peeing now. I ain't talking about just
if
peeing.
If she can take it, I can take it. Yo.
Damn,
you
better than me.
What?
I mean, yeah, pretty much. And I know how to hold my nose, so, you know, if I got to go.
Shit. Not I, said the happy camper.
No.
Hey.
Do it.
That's,
you weak stomach.
Ain't no weak stomach. I just don't like that. I mean, that's just not, hey. No.
Nobody
I mean,
likes it per se.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm not saying like it, but I'm just saying I don't think that's something that if you guys just met each other, I wouldn't want to take a dump in front of you. That's, you know, shit for guys, it's hard.
I mean, I wouldn't want you to either, but
it's hard for us to even fart around y'all half the time. So you just taking it to the ultimate next level and just going
straight there with the
defecation.
Hey, but say, I'm gonna tell you something. You put me on to something that I've been doing every morning ever since, and it makes it so much easier. Tell the people, brother.
Oh, that drinking that water first thing in the morning. Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I drop a little sidebar on that real quick before we go back to the topic, but in case you didn't realize why that works, between the hours of 5 a.m. and 7 a.m., that's when your large intestine is the most active. So that's why it's imperative to try to get some water in your system. You know, we were always taught to get up at 6 and do it. So, it's imperative to get that into your system at that time so it can flush out those toxins while your large intestine is active. And that's why it becomes easier for you to stay regular throughout the day when that happens.
And
so,
flush,
anyway,
it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. It keeps you regular. It keeps you regular. So, you know, nuggets of life you get here from listening to us, America and world abroad. Promise you.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to lie to you. But, yeah, so those are my top five reasons of when you know it's getting close to the time. And I guess I was speaking from more of a male perspective of it all. I don't know if, you know, how anybody who's been married as a female could chime in and, I guess, give me their top five, you know, reasons you know when it's time. But I'm speaking from a male perspective, from my perspective. That's when I started knowing, okay, this is getting serious. If I'm okay with her doing her thing in front of me because we only got one bathroom and she's the same way, then, hey, we might be on to something here. Because I don't think that's something everybody should share. That's just me personally. With that, bring this one to a close. You're under dig.
Under dig.
You figure deal me, as they say somewhere. That's like that Bay Area talk, that E-40. You figure deal me. 9:47, everybody. We're going to take a break real quick. We'll come back and wrap up the show. Hopefully Double D's will be here with us to give us her health and wellness talk or whatever. If not, best believe we got enough on the plate to keep you guys fully edified. This is my Quiet Storm voice. You're in the social lab, everybody. Team Hyman Radio. We'll be right back.
Party girl, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Bring up my doorbell, I feel the love, I feel the love.
It's the Love Doctor. Get on out of here. 9:51
That's the Love Doctor.
Get on out of here.
I'm done.
Word.
So Gina. Out here, man. Whoa, hey,
yes.
Hey, we're live, buddy.
Hey, yes, Mike's hot.
Hot
we're back.
Excuse me.
There you go.
Hot chocolate.
Yeah. I'm the only one that can call a Gina on air. You hear me?
Whatever. Sound like
hey,
my mom.
Hey, come on. Thanks for rocking, everybody.
Yeah. So, but anyway, back to the end of this topic. Let's wrap this up. We got about 8 minutes left in the show. Marriage at First Sight. So I guess we can go around the room one last time after getting a good synopsis on the show and the details of it. Is this something that you would be interested in? Not say you would be doing it, but if the opportunity was proposed to you, would you mind being a guinea pig in this situation?
Yo, for me, I'm open.
See?
All day. I'll do it all day. Prior to, no. I've never done a blind date ever. But I'm definitely open to it because one, you know, without not that this show gave me the perspective, but I mean, just in general, New Year 2015, can't keep doing stuff the same way. A closed hand can never receive anything. You got to always have an open hand, and so you got to have an open hand, and I think you got to have an open mind. So that's my new concept. For 2015, open a new thing. So yeah, I would definitely do it. I'm open
Dig
to not necessarily getting married at first sight, but if it came about, God bless.
Gina.
Well, after hearing the different perspectives of the couples, Well, in the state that I'm in currently, I can't because I'm involved with someone. But if I was
man,
not
we ain't
involved,
talking about that. We just talking about the opportunity to present itself and the time and the situation was right. we know that.
That had to be said. So, having said that, yeah, no, I still
know what
you're
talking about. Go ahead. Still wouldn't do it?
No.
No.
I probably would try it. I mean, only because I guess in me coming up, I never shied away from the fact of getting married or whatever like that. So you know, I was you know, it was never like an unreal thought to me. Now, were there people that I may have come in contact with that I you know may have thought I could probably stay with them for the rest of their life just based on the strength of, you know, like T said, a physical attraction.
Uh-huh.
I would have tried with at least one or two people. I know for sure. I would have definitely tried that with. But the rest of them, nah. The thing is, I found out about chicks after 2 weeks anyway. If they dealt with me, like, you know, exclusively, after 2 weeks, I knew what I needed to know about them, if I can keep this going or not. So that was always my rule. So I made them feel comfortable. You know what I mean? Clean house, a good cook, good movies, good trees, hey, good drink. I was a safe bet. So I'm just saying, when I was running around, that was my recipe. And it worked. 2 weeks and guard was down.
I got you, brother.
The guard was down. You feel me, right, on this turn? You feel me, right?
Absolutely.
No hands.
Absolutely.
No hands on this one. I'm telling you, that's the recipe. Once you make a woman feel comfortable, they'll let their guard down. Just enough for you to figure out.
Part.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Comfort is key when it comes to dealing with women and trying to figure out what you want to know about them. That's like an absolute standard that must be reached. If a woman's not comfortable with you, she's never going. I mean, there's been chicks that came over for the first time and spent the night just on the strength that they were so comfortable. And I'm not saying we did anything, but it's just the fact that she was that comfortable to where they was able to spend the night. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I had it down to a science, man.
Down to a science.
If any of my ex joints are listening, they know who I'm talking to. Yeah, you got caught.
Imagine putting those young ladies out here like that.
Nine PM.
I will cut you off of that.
Thanks for rocking with us.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Don't know where Boston was tonight. Hope you're safe, mama.
Yes, hope you made it safe. Once again, everybody in the cold states where it's what safe, brick ass outside.
It is brick ass out this joint.
Please, please, please check on the sick and shut in. Check on the elderly. Make sure your kids are bundled up. Do something nice for someone who needs it. Check on the homeless.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hand out a blanket, like T said, or something. Sweatshirt, long johns.
Yeah.
It's cold outside, man.
Yeah.
It's cold. So with that, we wrap this
up.
We're going to see y'all we see y'all Friday. Y'all see them Friday. I'm going to see y'all next Monday again, man.
Wednesday.
So,
hey, I'm looking for somebody to go see Ghostface and Raekwon with this weekend here in Florida. So all of my Florida friends, don't answer at once. I put the post up on Facebook and on Instagram. All I've heard is crickets. So if I must go to Orlando or I think they're at Janus Lodge tonight. So, yes, it would be Orlando on Sunday or Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, One more thing to our listeners out there, man. Y'all want some of that music? You want some of your music exposed? Maybe working on some big things are going on this side right now.
Word.
And y'all want some of that music out there? Get at us. Hit us up at tmhymanradio@gmail.com. You can hit me up, save.james@gmail. Hit us on the Twitter, whatever the case may be. Now's your time because this ball's about the train's leaving the station. Straight up.
Train's all
the station. Don't get left.
Don't get left out. Be all right then, y'all. So,
peace out, everybody.
In a little bit. Peace.
Have a great weekend.
New York City! Oh, goddamn it! Oh! Oh!
Hey, yo, friend.
1, 2, 1, 2. You know, I'm about my shit, I'm about my click, I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. No, hatin' ass niggas gon' take my shit. No, hatin' ass niggas gon' take my shit.
I'm about my shit, I'm about my click, I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. No,
hatin'
ass niggas gon' take my shit. No, hatin' ass gon' take my
shit. Ryan through New York with no motherfuckin' tits again. Hip hop police done got him on the list again. Did them niggas go black hoodies in them Timbs again? If the homie miss you once, he ain't gonna miss again. All yellow diamonds on the link like Michigan. All money hit the club, start buying Chris again. Playing like the Bulls, pay the fool like rich enough. Broke got rich, got poor, got rich again. Had we the hottest, stuck in the blue Impala. Not wear no Prada, links you see no collar. Took cold pennies and I turned them to a dollar. So Frank, I was loyal, he called me Montana. Had my shoes. I'm about my click, I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. No, hatin' ass niggas gon' take my shit. No, hatin' ass niggas gon' take my shit.
I'm about my shit.